This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. History was made here today. That's how one person described the test flight of a drone which delivered a piece of medical equipment to a rural hospital nearly 30 miles away. It was a pioneering effort to see how unmanned aircraft can benefit rural hospitals and patients in the future. It's today's Kansas Profile. John Fitzum is CEO of the Northeast Kansas Community Healthcare System, which participated in the test flight. Fitzum and his wife are from Wichita. They went to college in Colorado and lived there for years before returning to Wichita. "We moved back to Kansas because we wanted to raise our kids like we were raised," Fitzum said. In 2014, he joined the Hayes Medical Center. In March 2025, he became CEO of the Community Healthcare System headquartered in Onega. "I'm loving every minute of it," he said. Fitzum was approached by Lucas Koch of Kelly Hills Unmanned Systems and Brian Kaysen of the Kansas Department of Transportation about a new project, a test flight of a drone to transport medical supplies. "The hair on the back of my neck stood up," Fitzum said. "We've been talking about the need for this type of system for years," he said. Hospitals typically utilize a pneumatic tube system, which quickly and easily transports lab samples, medications, and documents between departments. But what about when medical facilities are located in different towns? "For years, we've talked about the need for a tube system in the sky," Fitzum said. "We have multiple clinics and long-term care homes that we're transmitting items to daily using a sophisticated courier system," he said. "What if a drone could be used to deliver those needed materials?" KDOT and other partners wanted to explore the possibility. They developed a plan for a test flight. With support from K-State's College of Aerospace and Technology in Salina and an autonomous aircraft company named Pika, a flight plan was developed and approved by the FAA. On August 12, 2025, a lightweight unmanned Pika aircraft took off from the Heinen Brothers Airfield south of Seneca with a payload of an automated external defibrillator as a sample. The aircraft automatically followed the flight plan, Fitzum said. There was a technician on the ground with access to remote control if needed. Approximately 30 minutes later, the drone made a flawless landing and delivered its payload to the airport near the hospital in Onega. It was the state's first ever long-range drone delivery of medical supplies. Community Healthcare System serves multiple rural communities with facilities in Onega, St. Mary's, Westmoreland, Holton, Frankfort, Centralia, and Corning, population 212 people. Now that's rural. "We need to be able to transport labs and supplies safely and quickly between our facilities," Fitzum said. "Let's say someone suffers a snake bite and we need a unique kind of antivenom from Wichita or Kansas City. Or maybe the situation requires additional units of blood," Fitzum said. "Drone delivery can create a real life-saving opportunity," he said. In rural Kansas, where distances can make the difference in timely access to critical care, the ability to move life-saving supplies by drone is truly a game-changer, said Travis Balthazar from the Kansas State University Salina Aerospace and Technology Campus. "Our mission is to keep our patients closer to home," Fitzum said. "When I've mentioned this to our medical staff, they pointed out that sending a sample by drone could enable us to do surgeries here that we couldn't do before," he said. "This was an initial and successful experiment. We need to do lots more testing to assure safety and protect patient health information, but we hope to continue to showcase how this can serve rural America," Fitzum said. "In the long run, I hope this technology can help attract more youth back to our rural communities," he said. "History was made today," said one participant in the state's first long-range drone delivery of medical supplies. "We commend John Fitzum and all those involved in this project for making a difference with their innovative approach to transporting rural medical supplies. I'm glad this project passed the test with flying colors." For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.